Franco on 96.1 Hank FM. Tune in over the next hour as Corey talks about the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. Call in now, 814-946-0435. That's 814-946-0435. Now, Sports Central with Corey Geiger. Brought to you by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Tobacco on 96.1 Hank FM.
Don't be a jerk. How about that for some life advice? Don't be a jerk who pisses off everybody. All right. How's your day going? Nice day. This is Sports Central, covering the teams you care about in Central Pennsylvania. I'm Corey Geiger. I am not flabbergasted as to why Shedeur Sanders dropped to the fifth round of the NFL draft. I am not stunned. I'm not amazed. I am not shocked. I'm not bewildered. Because I don't kiss Deion Sanders' ass. You know, you're watching the NFL draft. You're supposed to respect these people for their football opinions, the Mel Kuypers of the world, Joel Klatt, all these people. And you expect them to tell you the truth, right? You expect them to tell you the truth. Did any of you hear the truth over the weekend? That Shedeur Sanders is a pompous a-hole. His father is a pompous a-hole. And NFL teams don't want to deal with their garbage. Why could Mel Kiper just not come out and say that? Do you ever think about that? Do you ever think about, I'm not going to get political here, but I'm going to make a little bit of a political comparison. If you fall on one side of the aisle or the other, there's a good chance that you watch a certain news network or another. Depending on whatever aisle you fall on, left, right, whatever, you're going to watch the news network that you feel covers the news and politics that you agree with. If you're on one side, you hate those folks at CNN. They're a bunch of liars and agenda people. If you're on the other side, you hate those folks at Fox News. They're a bunch of liars and agenda. But it's basically whatever side you're on that you're going to pick and choose what news you want in the political realm. In sports, it's not necessarily like that, is it? Not with national broadcasts. With national broadcasters, it's all you've got. How many people are there like Mel Kiper Jr. and Todd McShay and Joel Klatt? There's not many. And you expect them to tell you the truth. Why did Shedeur Sanders drop all the way to the fifth round? Mel Kiper, stunned. Todd McShay, shocked, mesmerized. Everybody, oh my gosh, how does this happen? Because Shedeur Sanders is a jerk. Deion Sanders is a jerk. But ESPN is in bed with those people. ESPN is in bed with the Colorado and Coach Prime garbage of the past couple of years. Because that's good for ESPN's business. Whether you like Mel Kiper or not, or any of these people, I lost all respect for all of them for not having the sack to say exactly why Shedeur Sanders dropped. It is simple. he wasn't considered a great quarterback prospect. So that's why he kind of dropped sliding into the, you know, through the first round. Once he's slid out of the first round, now he becomes a massive headache and circus to whoever wants to choose him. Because he is a jerk. He is an arrogant prima donna. His father is an arrogant prima donna jerk and bully. NFL teams ain't dealing with that for a backup quarterback. Stephen A. Smith, there's this universal consensus. There wasn't a universal consensus on Shedeur Sanders. He's a good quarterback prospect. He's not a great quarterback prospect. There are major questions about him as a quarterback with his arm strength, with his ability to stay inside the pocket, with his ability to stop running east and west. There are legitimate football questions about Shedeur Sanders as an NFL quarterback. And then when you pile on the fact that he is an intolerable a-hole and his father is an intolerable a-hole and NFL teams don't want Deion Sanders trying to call the shots from Boulder, Colorado and ripping the hell out of them because his boy's not getting a shot, that's why NFL teams didn't draft him, because they didn't want the clown show and circus coming to their town for a backup quarterback who does have some questionable skills. But see, I've been in the media for more than 30 years, and my bigger beef is with the media people who just all lied to you all weekend. If you're watching CNN and you lean right, you think CNN's lying to you all the time. If you're watching Fox News and you lean left, you think Fox News is lying to you all the time. ESPN lied to you all weekend. Every NFL draft expert that didn't tell you what I just told you lied to you. Because the truth is so unbelievably simple. I'm not in bed with Deion Sanders. If he wants to rip me from Boulder, Colorado, I mean, I don't know. It's not like I've got advertisers pulling out. ESPN would have advertisers pulling out if Coach Prime starts ripping them and business deals get torn up and things like that. Don't be a jerk. Don't be a jerk. Try to go through life and be nice to people. There are a lot of you out there, I'm sure, that think I'm a jerk. You don't know me at all. If you met me at the grocery store, or Martin's, at a car lot, I'd be the nicest person in the world to you. You might think you hate me or that I'm a jerk because I disagree with your sports opinion, particularly with regards to Penn State. So you might think that I'm a jerk because of that. I'm a nice human being who's nice to everyone around me. If you're going to be a celebrity first and then quarterback second, and you have a father who is insufferable, if there was universal consensus that Shedeur Sanders was going to be a superstar, the NFL would have overlooked it. They would have. Because the NFL cares about winning and nothing else. But because they didn't see him as a surefire, can't-miss quarterback prospect, they see the question marks, they see the holes. And then when the slide starts, the reality is that nobody wanted that circus coming to their town. Thank goodness the Pittsburgh Steelers did not fall victim to inviting that circus. Because there's already going to be a circus if and when Aaron Rodgers signs with the Steelers, which I still think is going to happen, could you imagine the circus around the Pittsburgh Steelers if they had Aaron Rodgers and Shedeur Sanders with his father in tow? You wouldn't even be able to talk about football because it would be one clown show story after another. And NFL teams don't want that. My beef is with all these supposed NFL draft experts who just simply couldn't lay it on the line like I just did and explained it crystal clear why nobody wanted the clown show. Because that's what it would have been. Welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Hey, Corey. How are you doing today?
What's up, buddy?
This is Roger from Myrtle Beach.
Hey, Roger, what's going on? I don't have names on my screen today, so everybody's got to tell me who you are. What's up, Roger?
No, I didn't hear the dash or the beep, so I didn't know if it was me or not.
Okay, buddy, yep.
So naturally, I'm calling in about Sanders. And I'll tell you what, I mean, I'll be honest with you, I've been a Steeler fan all my life. If they would have took Sanders, I would have became an instant Philadelphia Eagles fan.
Did you not think, especially like we got third, fourth rounds, did you not think that it was a possibility?
I don't know why they were even entertaining him. If you listen to the Giants and the reason why they walked away from him, I mean, they sent him a playbook and he came and did a tryout. He didn't even look at the playbook.
Yep.
He just blew him off.
Yep.
And so if he thinks he's going to live on his daddy's name or Coach Prime, whatever we want to go by, that's a joke. And, you know, when the Dallas Cowboys wouldn't even take him, you knew there was problems. And then you knew at the end it either had to be the Las Vegas Raiders or, God forbid, the Cleveland Browns are going to take another shit show, and they got him. So
you can't say that on the air, so I dumped that out. But
I'm sorry.
The Browns. So you take a quarterback in Dillon Gabriel, and then you take Shedeur Sanders. I mean, what are they doing? What are they doing? If you've put all this work into Dillon Gabriel, and Dillon Gabriel could be a good NFL quarterback, now you've just hindered his development immensely the Cleveland Browns have been a joke for our entire lives, and it's comical to me that they did that.
You know, I don't understand why the Browns continue to be a joke. I mean, they just make just laughable picks that are on belief. It doesn't have to be that way. I mean, they have some good players.
Let me ask this, Roger. Did you watch a lot of draft coverage or analysis, or at least some here and there over the weekend?
On and off. I mean, Mel Kiper, it's time for him to go.
Did anybody tell you the truth of why Shedeur Sanders slipped in the draft? Do you feel you got the truth from anybody?
No, I mean, but you knew why, because it was a sideshow with him.
So why can't they say it? Why can't Mel Kiper come out and say on national TV, hey, look, I don't agree with it. I don't agree with it in my big hair, but everybody hates Deion Sanders, and that's why his kid's falling. Why can't he say that? Under what?
Well, because ESPN fell all over those guys.
Yep.
And they died on their sword.
Yep. No credibility at all. If you can't sit there for 15 hours over the course of a weekend and figure out what the whole world knows and you can't say it, then you have no credibility whatsoever.
Yeah, and then you got this kid, I forget which team it was, that was able to steal cell phone numbers and make bogus calls to these players.
Yeah.
And that's sad, too.
That is a whole separate story. The son of a coordinator of the Falcons, he's at Ole Miss. I didn't watch the video because I just didn't want to be. So that is so appalling that family should be shamed So, I mean, again, I started the show saying don't be a jerk. And for that kid to steal the phone number off of his dad's computer, laptop, what iPad, whatever, and to do that, that's a despicable scumbag.
Yep, and apparently Tyler Warren, I don't know if it was the same kid.
Yeah, that was the same area code. It could have been, might have been the same person, might not have been. We don't know. It was the same area code, though, right?
Yeah, that's a shame.
All right, buddy, appreciate the call. Again, folks, you have to understand where I'm coming from in all this. And you probably don't because you haven't lived. I've been in the media for 30 years. I know what the media can and cannot say. I was trapped for 25 years in what I could say about Bob Nutting. I will fully admit it. I couldn't give you 100% of my opinion about Bob Nutting for 25 years. Because I'd lose my job. But the reality is Bob Nutting is an absolutely horrible owner. I know it. You know it. Pirates fans everywhere know it. Well, why couldn't we say it? Well, because I worked for a newspaper that was owned by the Nutting family. Mel Kiper and all these ESPN folks are in bed with Dion and knowing him in Colorado and buying into that whole system and what, you know, what that means for football from a business standpoint. So they just sit there all weekend and lie to you. They know exactly why the guy fell. All right, welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from? 7502. Is it Jim?
Yes.
What's up, Jim?
How you doing?
All right, buddy.
Hey, I'm a little upset.
All right, go ahead.
I mean, everybody's talking about Dion, the Browns, the Giants, the Bills. This kid we took in the first round. Made it to the hospital to tell his mother.
Yes.
That they made it to the NFL and drafted. She died shortly after that.
Yes, very sad story.
This kid deserves.
Yes, very sad story. By the way, just so everybody is clear, we have a Black and Gold Breakdown draft show tomorrow from 5 to 6. We're going to recap all the Steelers draft picks. They picked Will Howard from Ohio State. Very interesting pick. We're going to do all that tomorrow specifically. And the Derek Harmon story, that's so tragic. You're right, Jim. Just very, very sad. One of those things that, you know, at least she lived long enough for her son to get drafted, for him to come and tell her. It was almost just one of those universal tragedies, but at least she lived long enough. But what a very, very sad story. But again, nobody's talking about almost anything from the draft except for Shedeur Sanders. This is the conversation everywhere. I mean, this is Steelers country. It's a bigger deal. The Shedeur Sanders story is a bigger deal than who the Steelers drafted. He went there. In Florida, in Miami, it might be a bigger deal than who the Dolphins drafted. I don't know about Dallas. Might be a bigger deal in San Francisco than who the Niners drafted. That's the power of this story has consumed this entire draft.
Yeah.
Anything else, buddy?
No, I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Very good, Jim. Appreciate it, man. 946-0435, Nebraska, man. What you got, buddy?
Hey, Corey, made my weekend. By the way, you were a loner out there at the field today, I saw. I got the news.
Yeah, that's true. At least the fields are dry after all the rain we got.
Yeah. Well, they put that new drainage out there, Columbia. When I worked for the city, I was in the engineering department.
Oh.
I designed and put that in out there myself because when I played softball out there, we put the restrooms and everything out there. They put a new drainage out there. But you still get water in the infield, but not as bad. When they got water before, you thought you were in an ocean. But anyway, I was glad to see what happened to Sanders. It made my weekend. I thought Mel Kiper, he must have changed three or four pairs of diapers over the weekend. and yelling, arguing with the rest of the rest rest of the staff on air about Sanders, about why he cannot believe that he waited and went in the fifth round. Because, you know, you hit the hammer on the head here. That nobody wanted him. Nobody likes his attitude. He's not a locker room player. Now, you know, he belongs with Watson and them guys from Cleveland. I mean, but here's what I can't understand. If Cleveland wanted him, why did they take when they had the opportunity? Here, they gave up draft choices in the fifth round to draft him then. Why did they take them that they knew they were going to get him? Why did they give up draft picks to pick him in the fifth round?
It makes no sense whatsoever. What the Cleveland Browns did makes no sense whatsoever. It's just one of those bizarre things that again, only the Browns would do this, right? The Browns have been a joke for so long. What have they had, 50 head coaches? They've been a joke for so long that you're not surprised by most things they do. But this is just stunning. You're going to crush whatever development you've got for Dillon Gabriel, who, again, is an excellent young quarterback in his own right. You're going to stifle that dude so badly because the circus is going to come to town. The circus is going to come to Cleveland. They're all going to be talking about Shador. Meanwhile, Dillon Gabriel's just going to have to go in and put his head down, work hard, and stay quiet because he knows Shador's going to come in there talking a bunch of junk. Deion's going to come in there talking a bunch of junk. It makes no sense.
Yeah, and also, Corey, I watched it most of the weekend here because I wanted to see where this nitwit went to. I mean, how long did it take for him to go? But I think New England, the Raiders, and the Giants, I think they did fairly well here in the draft. The NFL is going to investigate now what that youngster did with the prime calls to Warren and Sanders.
There's only so much you can do. I mean, you're not going to charge him with a crime and send him to prison. Public humiliation and shame are the way to handle it. The guy's going to get canceled, and maybe he gets kicked out of school. Maybe he gets suspended from school. Maybe it hurts him in the job market because he's apparently a college student at Ole Miss. Yeah. Public shame is the only way to handle something like that.
Do you think they'll try to take some action against the father?
You know what? From everything, hey, look. If your kid comes in and steals something off your iPad, I mean, how much of that is the dad's fault? Honestly, if they find out that the dad somehow did facilitate and help show the kid where he keeps all the numbers, that's one thing. But yeah, I mean, the kid might have crushed his dad's career for crying out loud. Think about it that way.
Yeah. All right, Corey. Thanks.
Good stuff, Nebraska man. 946-0435. New caller number two, Jerry in Bellwood. What you got, buddy?
Hey, I had a question, a comment or two, but when you guys get drafted in the first round, are they guaranteed any certain amount of money?
Yes.
I mean, can they be cut?
You're guaranteed money. You're guaranteed you could be cut, I guess, if something goes wrong. You can be cut, but once you sign a contract, you're going to get guaranteed money. I'll look it up, but every first rounder gets guaranteed money.
Yeah, because I can't think of the last first rounder that got cut the first year they were drafted. I don't know if that ever happened.
There's probably been guys that got in trouble. There's probably guys that got in trouble and maybe didn't even get to a contract. I'm trying to look it up here as we speak, like what pick number. Because say he goes number 9 or whatever, Shador Sanders, as opposed to number in the fifth round. He probably lost $15 to $20 million. So I'm trying to find here, like, a detailed look at the 2025 NFL draft rookie salary scale. Number 1 pick, $48 million. Number 2, $46 million. Number 3, $45 million.
How many years?
I think it's 4-year, $48 million. So let me see. They're 4-year deals. That's your first contract. So I'm just trying to see, like, what number 32 might have been. If I had to guess, 32 is probably somewhere in the $10 to $12 million range.
Yeah, so Sanders is probably making your money, right?
Well, hey, look, he talked all along about how his dad, who his daddy was. Now, I mean, look, he's going to get, if he gets to a second NFL contract, he can get money. But, you know, this, if he doesn't, and if he gets cut, this has crushed this guy's life. I mean, again, we're talking tens of millions of dollars.
I think it was on Colin Cowherd that he was pretty blunt about. He said exactly what you're saying about Sanders. But I also heard that Sanders and NIL money was making $6 million a year.
Exactly.
Is that true?
Yes, I do think that's possible. That was his valuation. There's a difference between your valuation and what you're actually getting paid. But no, I mean, the talk after the first day was, could he go back to college, blah, blah, blah. And it would have taken a lawsuit because he couldn't have. But if he would have tried to fight that and sue it, I'm looking here. This is the number 32 pick, Philadelphia Eagles, contract 4 years, $13.3 million. Rookie salary, $2.4 million. So, you're talking he's, you know, 13 versus Shador might get in the fifth round, might get $1 million. You know, so it probably that could have cost him $20 to $30 million.
So, I've known in the old days you couldn't go back to your college if you didn't get drafted in the position you wanted because you hired an agent and all that stuff. But that doesn't exist anymore. So,
college basketball, you can go back, but football still has very clear rules. Football, you only have a very small window of a handful of days. Once you commit to the draft, you can't go back. Football doesn't. College basketball has different rules. You can test the draft, and you can kind of be out there and float it around for a while. But football, if you bypass that window, which was a long, long time ago, again, people were talking over the weekend, could he go back and sue? And look, he probably would have won. Hey, if he would have gone back and sued and tried to get another year, but the way these athletes in college now are getting everything, they're winning everything. I bet you if he would have gone back and sued, this is what I truly would have done. You sue, you go back, you play another year, you be as humble as you can possibly be. Next year you go to the combine, you be as humble as you can possibly be. You eat as much crow as you can possibly eat. The dad eats as much crow as you can possibly eat. You meet with everybody next year at the combine. You say everything you need to say, and we could be talking a different story. But I'm not sure, Jerry, if he or his dad are capable of doing that, of eating that crow. Yeah. I just presented a very realistic possibility. If you come back and show that you've changed, that you're a more humble person, the questions about his quarterback ability still might have been there. But if you show people that you've changed, they wouldn't be afraid to pick you even if they think you're a backup. But now with this, I don't know if they're capable of doing it.
Well, you know, one of the things you didn't bring up was Deion changed his tune in, I guess, March. But before that, he was saying that they were going to be, you know, they would kind of be choosing what team he would play for in the NFL. I'm sure that went over like lead balloon with the NFL teams out there too. So
they overplayed. Anyway, they overplayed their hand to the tune of $20 to $30 million.
Oh, and by the way, I heard that the Tennessee quarterback, when he signed for UCLA, actually got less money than he would have got if he played for Tennessee.
Yeah, I have no doubt that he got less. But, you know, I think he's going to struggle because I don't think UCLA is going to be any good. But say he has a good year, he could still transfer somewhere else next year. It's not the end of the story for him altogether.
No.
I mean, so, all right. Very good, Jerry. Appreciate it. I got to take a break. If you're on the line, we'll get to you after the break.
It's spring, and time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. Here's J.M. Boswell to tell us more.
Hello, this is J.M. Boswell, the owner of Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. I want to invite you all to come into our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars. You can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself.
Think you're ready for that fishing trip? You got hooks, lines, sinkers, baits?
How about cigars for you and your buddies?
Oops.
It's time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. J.M. Boswell has two convenient locations, 6481 William Penn Highway in Alexandria and 586 Lincoln Way East in Chambersburg. So go ahead, make that first cast. Then light up and enjoy a premium cigar from J.M. Boswell.
And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
You look forward to your weekends, especially when the weather's nice. But it never fails. There's always stuff to do, like taking care of your lawn. Well, McCoy's Lawn and Garden can help you take back your weekend with the Kubota Z-Series zero-turn mowers. Kubota Z-Series mowers deliver maneuverability, speed, and efficient design to help you get the job done faster. The Z-Series mowers turn great in tight spaces and have powerful Kubota engines, operate smoothly, and they have the highest speed, putting you in control of your Kubota mower, not to mention your weekend. Kubota offers low-rate APR financing, zero down for 36 months now through 6/30/2025. There has never been a better time to take back your weekend. Follow the Kubota Orange Glow to more free time, more you time, more family time, more weekend. McCoy's Lawn and Garden, Route 36, Roaring Spring, online at McCoy'sLawnAndGarden.com.
April is National Car Care Month, and T&L Moore Enterprises is celebrating at both Russell Tire in Altoona and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales in Claysburg. Get lube, oil, and filter service, inspection of all belts and hoses, tire air pressure set, rotation of all four tires, brake inspection, and battery inspection, all for just $59.99. The weather's getting warmer. Make sure your car's air conditioning is in top condition with T&L Moore's Air Conditioning Performance Check. They'll test your vehicle's overall cooling and operation, inspect hoses and connections, check fan and blower operations, check dry belts and hoses, and a check of your temperature output for only $59.99. And when you purchase a premium installation and wheel alignment, you'll receive $50 off four new tires. Russell Tire and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales offer the Napa Auto Care Peace of Mind Warranty. 36 months or 36,000 miles on all parts and labor for qualified repairs and services. Keep your vehicle safe and ready for the road during National Car Care Month at Russell Tire, 1901 Union Avenue, Altoona, and Central PA Truck and Equipment Sales, 348 Mansion Boulevard, Claysburg. Offer expires on April 30th.
Here's comedians and Skechers getting comfortable, presented by Hands Free Skechers Slip-Ins.
Hey, I'm Bobby Slayton, and I'm here with my pal, comedian, and Skechers ambassador, Mr. Howie Mandel.
Why did it take so long to invent something as amazing as Slip-Ins? I know it seems simple, but it took Skechers to invent a better pair of shoes.
Yep, with Skechers Slip-Ins, you just step it and go. You don't have to touch your shoes. And by the way, Slip-Ins are for the whole family. Men, women, and kids. In all your favorite Skechers styles, find Skechers Slip-Ins at a Skechers store, Skechers.com, or wherever stylish footwear is sold.
At Straight Talk, we are all about no-brainers. Calling grandma for her recipe, no-brainer. Streaming one more episode at 2 a.m., big no-brainer. Getting real unlimited data where you buy bananas, the ultimate no-brainer. Switch now and get a free Samsung Galaxy A16 5G or Moto G Power 5G 2024 with select plans. Straight Talk, real unlimited data. Available at Walmart and StraightTalk.com. Offer valid through 5/19/25. Taxes and fees apply. Requires in-store single-line activation on qualifying plan. For network management practices, visit StraightTalk.com/terms. Copyright 2025 Verizon.
It is weird, you know. We have the NFL draft. We will get to all the Steelers picks tomorrow. But there's only one story from the draft. I mean, the whole Sanders fiasco. And it, again, just makes you wonder, like, if he'd have gone back to college, go on a redemption tour next year, just stay quiet, be humble. But I don't see in life when you make a mistake and you learn from the mistake, you can prove that you've learned from the mistake. Okay. Everybody follow me here. If you make a mistake and you go back and you do the things to show that you've learned from the mistake, and people think that you're a better and different person from it, right? I'm not sure Sidor Sanders and Deion Sanders are capable of doing that. They effed this up so badly. Say he went and sued the NCAA and went back and got another year of college eligibility. My guess is they would do the exact same stuff. They would be running their mouths nonstop all the time You see what I'm getting at? If he'd have gone on a redemption tour over the next year, go to the combine next March, do things differently, work out for everybody, show up in a suit and tie, be respectful, be respectable in the way you handle everything going through the process instead of acting like an entitled, arrogant punk. But again, I'm not sure they think they did anything wrong, and I'm not sure that they're capable of understanding if you had it all to do it over again. Because that seems to be the way that family just plows forward no matter what. All right, welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Is it caller number three?
It is caller number three. What's up, my man?
Hey, can I arm wrestle Jerry to get my position back at the dinner?
Wait a minute. We can have feats of strength like on Seinfeld Festivus?
I'll bring the metal pole.
All right. All right. What's going on today, man?
Hey, I've missed some of this, but did you guys talk about how there was a GM and a coach anonymously said that Sanders had the worst interview they've ever had?
Right, and so what happened was when that quote came out last week, all the talking heads started getting upset. They started saying, why would anybody do this? Why would they try to sabotage the guys? And so then the person who had that quote started getting ripped for being the bad guy here, when quite frankly, that's probably more truth than you got from Mel Kiper Jr. all weekend.
Oh, they did identify the anonymous source.
No, they didn't identify it, but that person, that quote has been attacked. That quote has been attacked by all these talking heads saying, how dare you come out and say that now?
Yeah, I got you. Well, did you know, I don't know if you mentioned this, the race card was brought up endlessly.
Okay.
Cam Ward, I believe, is black.
See, I don't go down this path an awful lot. I actually was going to mention it because that did get brought up. Okay, even Stephen A. was talking, comparing it to the Colin Kaepernick situation. The number one pick in the NFL draft is a young black man. I didn't look to see how many first-round picks are young black men, but my guess is it's probably 70%, if not more. So this is not a racial thing. This is an a-hole thing, okay? This is don't be a jerk. I opened the show by saying don't be a jerk if you are a questionable prospect, all right? You're a Bengals fan, right?
Oh, yeah.
They drafted Joe Mixon, right?
Yes.
Joe Mixon punched his girlfriend in the face in college. They drafted him, right?
I saw that video.
They drafted him, right?
Oh, yeah.
Joe Mixon's been a really good NFL running back, right?
Yep.
Okay. If you are a can't-miss kind of guy, the NFL will overlook pretty much damn near anything, okay? They'll overlook pretty much damn near anything. But if you're a marginal guy, I'm not marginal. That's not fair to say Shador is a marginal guy. Shador Sanders is a really good quarterback. It's not a slam dunk he's going to be an NFL starting quarterback. So if you're not that guy, Damian Woody on ESPN, he made a good point. He said, the young folks call him Hemi. They call him Hemi. You know, him. He's him. Like Hemi Butler, that kind of thing. If you're not him, okay, if you're not that guy, then you can't be the most arrogant person in the world. Deion could be. Deion was that guy. Deion is one of the greatest athletes in the history of the world, okay? You could say Bo Jackson, Jesse Owens. Deion is in the damn conversation, all right, of the greatest athletes in the history of the world. The guy was one of the best football players we've ever seen. The guy was a fantastic baseball player. You know how impossible it is to do both of those at a high level? Brian Jordan did it. Danny Ainge did it. Deion Sanders did it. And that's pretty much the end of the list for the last 50 years. All right. But Deion was that guy. Everybody knew Deion was him. Shador, there's questions. So if you've got questions, don't act like you're God's gift to everyone. It's not a race card thing. It's a football thing. If these teams thought he truly was a superstar, Okay, but then people start talking about Eli Manning. Archie did this with Eli. Eli flat out told the Chargers he wasn't going to play for them. I saw a clip of Eli and Archie being interviewed by Susie Colbert right before the draft 20-something years ago. She asked him point blank, what if you're drafted by the Chargers? And Eli sat there awkwardly and said, you know, and then he got drafted by the Chargers. Paul Tagliabue announced his name, and Eli went up there with the worst look ever for a draft pick. He's faking a smile. He looks miserable. And then, obviously, the Manning family pulled what they did, that he was not going to play for the Chargers. So what's happened is, well, why isn't Archie Manning racist? Why isn't Archie Manning? Why isn't that family getting called out for what they did? Well, because they did it with class. They did it respectfully. I remember Eli and I remember the family saying he's not going to play for the Chargers. They didn't do what Dion did. Ain't no way in hell my boy going to play for that team. There ain't no way in hell. He too good for that team. That team got Flacco. Flacco old as me. Did you hear Archie say that?
No.
Did you hear Eli say, do you know who my daddy is? Did you hear Eli say that?
No.
So people that are saying this is a racial thing and ripping the Mannings for, it's not the same thing. There are nuances in life. There are differences in life about the way you go about your business. Don't be a jerk. I feel like I'm on a roll today. What do you think?
You are. He doesn't have that great a record, and I heard his short game is bad.
Nice, yes. I saw some stats that he set the NCAA record for highest career completion percentage. One-third of his completions this year were at or behind the line of scrimmage.
That's an interesting stat.
Yep, how about that? So again, and then they retired the guy's number. Rahsaan Salaam was a great running back. They haven't retired his number. I know Travis Hunter won the Heisman. They retired. But you retire. We just feel like he's been force-fed upon us. Okay, again, the retiring thing, given that the kid fell through the fifth round, the jersey retirement by Colorado looks like, oh my gosh, is there anything you've ever seen more foolish?
Yeah, that looks pretty stupid.
Thank you, buddy. Appreciate the call. 946-0435. Had all weekend to think about all these things I was going to say, and I didn't know if I was going to bring up the race card or not. But again, what, 60, 70%, probably at least, of the guys drafted in the first round are black? This isn't a racial thing. This is an a-hole thing. All right? Welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Bob from Altoona.
What's up, Bob? How you doing, buddy?
Oh, I'm doing well. I hope you're doing well.
Absolutely, Bob.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. I'm not saying I'm going to stay on the draft, but I wanted to add another caveat. This the Ravens drafted a kicker, and I know why they did that.
Mm-hmm.
But why don't more people address, because that's a pretty important position, and a lot of teams lose games because they don't have a decent field goal kicker or even extra points. But they don't seem to take it serious.
This is a really great subject. Sebastian Janikowski was drafted. All right, let me look back. I'm Googling here real quick. So I remember Sebastian Janikowski was drafted. This year it looks like, or in 2024, three kickers were drafted. That's wild.
Yeah.
So in 2020, you had three. In 2021, you had one. 2022, one. 2023, three. 2024, three. I didn't see how many were. So it does look like we've had more drafted over the last six. So, Bob, I think, I'm in total agreement with you. I think maybe these teams are coming more to the realization that you should take someone. Because, I'm going back a good 6-7 years here, and I'm seeing a good number of kickers drafted since 2017.
I hadn't noticed. I remember, I think the Raiders took someone
a while back.
The Raiders took Sebastian Janikowski in that was 2000. And actually, there were three. That was a first-round pick. Now,
I didn't realize it. Do any of those kickers and callies get NIL that you know of?
They'll all get NIL now. Every Division I player in college football will get NIL now. They'll all get something. Whether you couch it as NIL or direct payments from school or something like that,
they get a little bit of money.
That's part of the St. Francis deal, why St. Francis dropped down to Division III. They couldn't afford to give every single one of their athletes something.
They
haven't
been able to do
Look at this. Hey, real quick, Bob. So the three kickers picked last year were all in the sixth round. Then go back to 2023, third round, fourth round, sixth round, 2022, fourth round, 2021, fifth round, 2020, fifth round, sixth. So it's basically fifth, sixth, seventh round, my microphone's giving me an issue here. The last high draft pick, 2016, Roberto Aguayo from the Buccaneers. He went in the second round. If I'm not mistaken, he's been a pretty big failure there. Beyond that, the last one higher was Mike Nugent was the second round in 2005. Sebastian Janikowski was a first rounder back in 2000. But it is a great question, though, buddy.
Yeah. Well, thank you.
All right. Anything else, man?
Thanks, Corey.
Thanks, bud. 946-0435. Welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Dry Run.
What's up, buddy? How you doing?
Good. I'm sorry I missed the last week. Could you repeat what you thought of the Steelers draft choices?
All right. So I thought it was a solid draft on paper. I'm not blown away by any of these people. You got a good running back in Caleb Johnson, and you got him in the third round. You didn't have to spend a first or second round pick on him. They didn't have a second round pick. The first round kid, Derek Harmon from Oregon. Everybody seems to like that pick. I like the Will Howard pick. He at least comes in. He gives you a gamer at quarterback.
Okay.
Is Will Howard ever going to be the starting quarterback for the Steelers? Probably not. But he is a gamer, and you needed to get a young quarterback. Now, I will say this, just so you're aware, once again, tomorrow from 5 to 6, we're going to spend a whole hour on our Black and Gold Breakdown show recapping the Steelers draft. So we're going to spend time on every single one of these guys, just so you know, tomorrow. But on paper, look, I don't think any of these guys are superstars, but they filled some needs and they got some talented young guys.
Good. That's all we want to hear.
All right. Very good.
Thank you very much, kid.
All right, appreciate it, bud.
I'm Kerry Murphy with your NASCAR Cup Series race recap from Talladega Super Speedway. Taking a look, 10-1. You got Bubba Wallace there at number 10. Then you got Alex Bowman, Carson Hocevar, Chase Elliott, Noah Gragson, and Joey Logano at number 5. William Byron with his fifth straight top 10 at this track at number 4. Kyle Larson, his sixth top 5 this season, and best career super speedway finish, if you can believe that, at number 3. And at number 2, one spot short of the win, Ryan Preece, best career finish at Talladega. To victory lane, Austin Cindric to the line for his third career win in his 125th start. First win at Talladega in his 7th attempt. Other stories on the day, your stage winners were Kyle Larson for stage 1 and Bubba Wallace for stage 2. The big one happened on lap 43 when many of the Fords were coming into the pits. Brad Keselowski and Ryan Blaney wreck out. Kyle Busch, Alex Bowman also involved. By the way, it's Brad's third DNF of the season, and Ryan Blaney's fourth did not finish. A vicious crash at the front of the field. Christopher Bell hits the inside wall head-on. Window net does come down. He's okay. Also involved was Chris Buescher. Bell was later interviewed at the Infield Care Center, so good to see that. Up next for the NASCAR Cup Series is Texas Motor Speedway. It's going down on Sunday, 3:30 p.m. Eastern on Fox. You are on the final lap.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Tesnor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text Sizzle to 42424 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text SIZZLE to 42424. That's Sizzle to 42424.
It's spring and time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. Here's J.M. Boswell to tell us more.
Hello, this is J.M. Boswell, the owner of Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. I want to invite you all to come into our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars. You can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself.
Think you're ready for that fishing trip? You got hooks, lines, sinkers, baits? How about cigars for you and your buddies? Oops. It's time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. J.M. Boswell has two convenient locations, 6481 William Penn Highway in Alexandria and 586 Lincoln Way East in Chambersburg. So go ahead, make that first cast. Then light up and enjoy a premium cigar from J.M. Boswell.
And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
With all the activities and sports you and the kids are involved with, who has time to cook? So with that in mind, let's go to Best Way Pizza for the three-cut lunch deal with a soda. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for their awesome 15-cut big deal. Let's go to Best Way Pizza for the 28-cut party box. It's time to get you and your team to Best Way Pizza before or after the game. Best Way Pizza, Greenwood, Altoona, and Hollidaysburg. Hank FM.
All right, welcome back. Show brought to you as it is every day by J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars, 6481 William Penn Highway, Route 22 in Alexandria. Stop on by, and they're always open online at boswellpipes.com. Clark, sir, we got 2 minutes. We're trying to get two calls in here. What's up, buddy? How you doing, pal?
Good. The Ravens' pick was logical. Their kicker is
yeah.
in trouble.
Yeah, big, that's a big issue there. Justin Tucker, best kicker really in NFL history. He's got all kinds of Deshaun Watson kind of problems now.
Right. And the other thing about the networks and different things, they just wanted to create personalities for you to watch, you know, beyond the games and everything. I mean, really. I mean, with the hype for the draft and different things and Stephen A. and the other guy and everything, they just want to have controversy.
They do. It all thrives on that. But
remember, there's no bad publicity anymore.
But at the end of the day, when the whole football world knew exactly what was happening and the people you're watching on TV can't admit it, don't you think there's a problem with that?
Yeah, but that's the obvious, so they go against the contrary.
Yeah, so people keep watching, waiting for their opinion to be like verified or confirmed.
That's the way it works anymore.
Good stuff, buddy. Appreciate it. Sorry to cut you off. We're going to try to get another call. Welcome to the show. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Robert from State College.
What's happening, Robert? How you doing, buddy?
Hey, good. Well, you just answered my one question right there is why they want controversy with Sanders and all that other stuff. My other question is, Cleveland drafted two quarterbacks. Do you think they're going to make a trade?
Yes.
Why would you draft two quarterbacks?
I think that's a very, very strong possibility. I wonder, too, this is some conspiracy theory. I wonder if the NFL started to send out any messages to people. You know what I'm saying, Robert? Like, if the NFL started to send out messages to teams saying, guys, we've got to see what we can do here. If he goes undrafted, this is a terrible, terrible look for the league. So, you know, could they have cut a deal with the Browns behind the scenes? Again, I'm not one for conspiracy theories, but that move is as dumb as it gets, unless what you're saying is possible, and I do think it very well is possible, because you're going to severely handcuff the development of one or both of those guys with Dillon Gabriel and Shedeur Sanders having both of them there.
Yeah, because you would think either that Pickett or Flacco is going to go, which I would think Pickett would be go.
I just saw literally within the last few minutes the Browns have declined to get Pickett's fifth-year deal, so he will be a free agent after this season. So that's official now. All right, good stuff, buddy.
It's spring, and time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. Here's J.M. Boswell to tell us more.
Hello, this is J.M. Boswell, the owner of Boswell's Pipes and Cigars. I want to invite you all to come into our shop. Feel welcome like family. We sell great cigars. You can sit in our lounge, have a smoke, enjoy yourself.
Think you're ready for that fishing trip? You got hooks, lines, sinkers, baits? How about cigars for you and your buddies? Oops, it's time for a trip to J.M. Boswell Pipes and Cigars. J.M. Boswell has a vast collection of premium cigars to choose from and a variety of pipes and tobaccos. J.M. Boswell has two convenient locations, 6481 William Penn Highway in Alexandria and 586 Lincoln Way East in Chambersburg. So go ahead, make that first cast. Then light up and enjoy a premium cigar from J.M. Boswell.
And remember, there is nothing like a Boswell pipe.
ARC Federal Credit Union can help you with many of the important things in life. If you'd like to become a member, ARC has growing opportunities, and you'd be surprised at how easy it is to qualify now that ARC includes over 24 local employers and organizations. And with two branches, it's easier than ever. Services like business loans, online banking, and mobile deposit. Let us show you the many benefits of being a member of ARC Federal Credit Union. Stop into 1919 7th Avenue in Altoona and 419 North 7th Street in Juniata.
Kepner's Grandview Meats, 1544 Pleasure Valley Boulevard. Nell and Chris have hot meals to go, available throughout the day to fit your schedule. Home-cooked goodness for the price of fast food. Roast beef with mashed potatoes and gravy, or ham pot pie. Turkey with homemade stuffing and mashed potatoes. They have meatloaf dinners. Kepner Grandview Meats, now with new hours. Open Tuesday through Friday, 8:30 to 5. Saturday, 8 to 3. Call 814-943-6328. That's 943-MEAT. Kepner's Grandview Meats.
When it comes to feeding your family, you want only the best, especially bread, only the freshest and best tasting. There's only one choice, Pacifico Bakery. Since 1947, Pacifico Bakery has been a staple in central Pennsylvania, and they continue to be a favorite with the freshest breads, rolls, and more. Be sure to visit Pacifico's outlet store, 1208 5th Avenue in Altoona. Open Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday, 9 a.m. to 4:30, and Saturday, 9 to 2:30. Close Thursdays and Sundays. Give your family only the best bread from Pacifico Bakery of Altoona.
Whoa, boss, how did that happen?
Mind your business.
I mean, how did a forklift make a shish kebab out of our company truck?
I said, mind your business, Billy. It's why we have auto owners. We work with an independent agent to customize our policies. So when the unexpected happens, we know we're covered. Because unlike you, minding our business is their business.
Oh, that's simple human sense.
Find out more today at High Street Gingrich Insurance Agency, Altoona.
All right, good show today. Appreciate everybody tuning in. Nathan will be here tomorrow. We'll have some good, fun discussions. Curious to see what he thinks about Shedeur Sanders as well, because neither one of us thought Shedeur was going to be all that. We talked on the show last Thursday that we hope that the Steelers don't take him, that we think Jackson Dart's going to be a better quarterback. Luckily, the Steelers did not take him. But also tomorrow, again, from 5 to 6, we will have our post-draft edition of Black and Gold Breakdown. Kreider will be in. Bortner will be in. We will discuss all the draft picks, get their thoughts on Shedeur Sanders as well. Did the Steelers make a mistake not taking Jackson Dart? Jackson Dart's the guy I wanted them to take, but they obviously did not do that. We'll get into all that on the Black and Gold Breakdown show tomorrow. Have a good night, everybody. Talk to you then.
Sports Central is an exclusive presentation of 96.1 Hank FM. WKMC Roaring Spring Altoona.